This is For Your Health, a production of SLU Care Physician Group, the academic medical practice of St. Louis University School of Medicine. Here's Melanie Cole.
St. Louis University is one of the region's leading centers for the treatment of diseases and conditions of the head and neck. The physicians of SLU Care, who make up the university's Department of Otolaryngology, offer head and neck tumor surgery, facial reconstruction, and more. My guest today is Dr. Scott Whalen. He's an assistant professor at St. Louis University and treats patients with traumatic injuries to the head and neck, as well as airway problems, facial nerve paralysis, skin cancer, and more. Welcome to the show, Dr. Whalen. Tell us why someone would need facial plastic or reconstructive surgery.
Well, that's a good question. I think, you know, when people come in to see me, they come in with one of two main problems. You know, one of them is reconstructive surgery needs, which would, you know, include facial trauma, whether it's nasal trauma, whether they break their jaw or anything in the midface. They could also have problems with skin cancer, which includes the removal of skin cancer and then the subsequent facial reconstruction afterwards. Because, you know, anytime you get something removed in the face, you can have both cosmetic and functional problems. And so we're able to do that and fix those patients up. In addition, you know, we deal with facial nerve paralysis as well from a variety of causes. And the second reason someone would come in to see a facial plastic surgeon is for cosmetic needs, whether it's Botox, filler, anything requiring rhinoplasty or nose jobs, and then, you know, aging face cosmetics, which could include a blepharoplasty, facelifts, chin augmentations, and things like that.
Well, Dr. Whalen, if somebody has had a devastating experience and, you know, something that happens to our face or head and neck really could be devastating, what you're doing is really helping them improve their self-image as well as helping them get through the situation. Tell us what kind of problems that we might be talking about when we're looking at head and neck cancers.
Well, with head and neck cancers, you know, these patients come in and, you know, they require a, you know, a large surgery in some cases or a smaller surgery, but regardless, they're usually left with both functional and cosmetic defects. So functional would mean problems swallowing or problems chewing or problems breathing through their nose or problems with their vision. And then cosmetic, often, you know, some of these cancers require removal of the skin on the face. And so using, you know, my training and the training of our head and neck surgeons, we're sensitive to that and we're, you know, very able to reconstruct the face and give both a great functional and cosmetic result.
Dr. Whalen, what is recovery like for facial and reconstructive surgery? Is this, like we've seen in the media, bandaged up, you know, the whole head, and then you open up the bandages and look in the mirror and see that the scars that you had or something are gone? Is there a lot of bruising and pain? Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. Yeah, it depends. So if you get, you know, a skin cancer reconstruction, you'll have an incision site that we know how to deal with and we know how to manage to optimize your scar. If you get a rhinoplasty or a nose job, whether it's cosmetic or functional, you'll have nasal swelling for a few weeks. And if you get a, you know, a large cancer resection and reconstruction, you know, you'll have a bit of a hospital stay and a bit of a, you know, some downtime after that. So if it's a minor procedure, the downtime would be a few days. If it's a major procedure, a few weeks.
So now tell us about some of the high quality cosmetic services that you offer and what do you do for people?
Sure. Well, patients are able to come in. We do have a multidisciplinary clinic, so they're able to come in, and basically we would, you know, hear their concerns and, you know, tailor each treatment to the individual patient concerns. And then using one of our products or, you know, surgical options, we're able to really give the patient exactly what they're looking for, whether it's to look, you know, it, whether to look better in their eyes or to look like a younger version of themselves. In addition, because I have training in, you know, head and neck and facial plastic and reconstructive surgery, I'm, you know, very sensitive and knowledgeable about some of the, you know, functional things that go along with cosmetics. For instance, you can do a rhinoplasty and completely ruin someone's nasal airway. Whereas if I am performing a rhinoplasty, I know about the airway anatomy and physiology, so that's less likely to happen.
So that's the advantage of having an otolaryngologist also doing your cosmetic surgery.
Absolutely. Absolutely. With you know, any cosmetics of the, you know, the face, the head, and the neck.
Well, tell us about Botox and fillers. People are fascinated. You know, you hear the stories in the media where people can't then move or show expression. Give us the real deal about Botox and fillers.
Sure. Botox, both Botox and filler, they're much different. Botox paralyzes your muscles to help get rid of large wrinkles in the face. And filler provides volume to parts of the face that descend with age. So they're different products, but their similarities are that the procedures are very safe, they're very quick, they have very little downtime. And what we're trying to do when we do Botox and filler, we're trying to create a real natural result. So having your face Botoxed and not being able to move or show any expression is not natural. Having too much filler put in your lips to your cheeks, so you look like you're kind of puffed out, that's not natural either. And so when I do Botox and filler, I'm looking for a very natural result. The ideal response would be if someone were to get Botox and filler, a few days later, one of their friends would comment that they were at the spa over the weekend, or maybe they changed their hair or something. It wouldn't be obvious, but it does make a difference.
Well, that's great, because that's certainly what you want when you're intending to go in and get that. Now, also with the sun and vitamin D and so many sunscreens and things out there, people are still having to have skin cancers removed. When they have those removed, does that leave a scar? Tell us about that post-removal reconstructive surgery and what's involved.
Sure. Well, at Slough Care, we have a great relationship, multidisciplinary, between dermatologists and then me, who does the reconstruction. So what we offer is a one-day reconstruction. So the dermatologist would remove the skin cancer, and in the same day I would repair it. So they basically go home with a repair defect, which is a huge advantage of coming to Slough Care. Basically, we tend to use adjacent tissue in complicated geometric patterns in order to cover the defects after the skin cancer has been removed. And the results are quite amazing. They're often left with very little scar. And afterwards, you know, with various products, we're able to really optimize that scar afterwards. And so, the patients leave very happy.
So now, Dr. Whalen, in just the last minute or minute and a half left, tell us why people would come to Slough Care for their services for plastic and facial reconstruction.
Well, the main benefit of Slough Care is that we're a real multidisciplinary group, and we treat each patient like they're our own family. We provide high-quality, high-end services. We provide fantastic follow-up care. We're always reachable. And I think we really give the patients a great experience. So I think that not only that, but our knowledge of the anatomy of the head and neck and face allows us to provide superior treatment for, you know, problems either functional or cosmetic of the head and neck.
Thank you so much. You're listening to For Your Health with the physicians of St. Louis University, Slough Care Physician Group. Slough Care is the academic medical practice of St. Louis University School of Medicine. For more information, you can go to sloughcare.edu. That's sloughcare.edu. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.